Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Yep, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Let's get to our question of the day. It's inspired by some big news that happened yesterday. I think it was broken exclusively by Don Van Outa Jr., but the MLB commissioner, Rob Manfred, has removed Pete Rose, Shoeless Joe Jackson, as well from the MLB's permanent ineligible list, which means that those guys would now have a pathway for consideration to baseball's Hall of Fame. And so this looks like we are beginning on the path to potentially having Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame and killing what is and what has been for a while.
I'm going to miss it.
Sports Talk Radio's absolute favorite conversation to have whenever you need a conversation. It's just the breaking case of emergency conversation. Is Pete Rose a Hall of Famer? Should he be in the Hall of Fame? So on and so forth. And we don't have to get into that conversation at this moment. But what we do need to figure out as the question of the day, 713-572-4610, what takes its place if it goes away? Like, where do we go to have conversations when we just need to break one out of, out into play of sports talk conversation or just kind of a conversation to be had on Sports Talk Radio, yeah. A la the one that Figgy brought up. And I thought that it was a very good one because y'all seem to want to go to blows anytime this conversation comes up, which is
RBI or RBIs?
Oh, that wasn't even the one that I thought of.
Which one did you talk about?
You brought up is a hot dog a sandwich,
and I was like, that's either one of those.
People
of
are
them.
Ready to go to fisticuffs.
Yeah, it's anytime. RBI.
Okay.
It's RBI.
Is hot dog a sandwich?
No, it's a hot dog.
What do you mean, no, it's a hot dog?
It's a hot dog.
Are you for real right now?
100%.
With all the pedantics that you like and semantics you enjoy.
If you take a hot dog bun and put bologna in it, it's a sandwich.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
So what is it?
It's a bologna hot dog.
Get the bleep out of here.
It is.
You don't believe that. You know, you decided what your answer was. And
I have made, and I think most people have, especially if you grew up, with less than, with certain means. I have had a hot dog sandwich where you slice the hot dogs, put it between two slices of bread, and eat it. That's a hot dog sandwich. A hot dog is a hot dog.
Are you really?
Yes.
You know what categories are.
Sandwich is two pieces of bread.
No.
Yes.
Not necessarily. What's an open-faced sandwich then?
It's an open-faced sandwich. There is another piece of bread. It's just open-faced. There's usually two pieces of bread.
No,
it's just
open-faced. Not.
Yes, there is.
No, there's not.
Look at a menu.
Get the bleep
yes,
out of
yeah,
here.
Look at him. There's always another
sandwich,
piece of bread.
Sandwich is a large category.
No.
Sandwich. Hot dog is a subcategory within sandwich.
Incorrect.
So what about a po' boy?
Po' boy is a sandwich between two pieces of bread. Hot dog is a hot dog.
No.
You're wrong. And by the way, that is one piece of bread. A hot dog is one piece of bread. That makes it a hot dog. It is not two pieces of bread. If you slice
that.
So
what about, I guess so, man.
Dude, this is a no-brainer. A hot dog's a hot dog.
I agree that you have to have no brain to believe that. So yes, as you can tell, that's one of the ones that gets the people going in a big way.
And it's RBI, not RBIs.
Or RSBI?
Yeah, I'll accept that.
But RBIs?
It's RBI.
You just won't accept RBIs.
No.
Okay,
no.
Very good. Mm-hmm. but yes, what are the other kind of conversations?
Is cereal a soup?
See, that's the, we're in the same boat as the hot dog and the sandwich. I feel like that is the less attractive brother or you know, ugly step cousin or what have you.
I have an ugly step cousin.
Hot, hot dog. Of what?
Is cheesecake a pie or a cake?
I've heard that one before. I've never been so interested to actually have the conversation on it.
They like, call it cheesecake.
Yeah.
But it's in a pie. It's in a pie, you know, what are they, whatever they call those
pie
things.
Crust.
Pie crust, yeah. But either way, sports related?
Sorry. I'm still just like, I can't continue the hot dog sandwich conversation because it's
a no-brainer. It's easy.
It's not even a conversation. Like the symbiote.
It shouldn't be a no-brainer.
It just overtakes everything and makes it worse.
It's a hot dog. It's one piece of bread. Have you ever seen a hot dog with two pieces of the little skinny bread?
I've seen sandwiches with one piece of bread.
So if the hot
all the damn time.
So if the hot dog bun breaks,
yeah,
then it's not a hot dog
anymore.
Well,
it's a broken hot dog, is what it is. A sandwich is two pieces of bread. We've all had hot dog sandwiches. And we call it, I don't know, a hot dog sandwich. But a hot dog is a hot dog.
Well, it's still
period.
Because in that instance, the hot dog sandwich is because of the frank. The frank is what you were referring
to. Well,
you
usually slice them and it's more than one hot dog.
So you're speaking about the frank.
So what did you call? I know you used to have this, probably still have it now, mm-hmm. like some bologna, just one piece of bread.
Yeah.
And the bologna, you just roll it up.
That's a half sandwich. We all know what that is. Where you fold the bread.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a half sandwich. There's a half sandwich, there's a sandwich, and there's a hot dog.
Somebody said Philly cheesecake, and I feel like you meant Philly cheesesteak, but what is a Philly cheesecake? Is there? Anyways, right, let's move on. What are the other ones that you have
sports,
here?
Sports related.
Yeah.
I think in the here and now for the next, maybe 5 or 10 years, well, no more than 10, I guess, because he'll lose eligibility if he doesn't get the votes, is Eli Manning a Hall of Famer?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
I don't even know how much is that actually a debate?
Oh, it's a debate.
Okay, no, because I feel like, and maybe this is because I tend to sit on this side,
mm-hmm.
it seems like a majority of people are in the place where they do not believe Eli to be a Hall of Famer. The ultimate other side of this is just, but he will, though.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think if his last name wasn't Manning, I don't know if he'd be a Hall of Famer.
Or won those two Super Bowls.
Well, yeah, it's the Super Bowls that are doing the heavy lifting, but the understanding is that... Does a relatively small run of brilliance then lift up a largely average? I was going to say mediocre, but that feels disrespectful. Largely average actual full career.
Yeah, I was wondering. So if Joe Flacco won another Super Bowl, would he be a Hall of Famer?
Ooh, that's a good question.
And my answer would be no, but hey.
That's a good question.
You can go to that place if you so choose. One of the ones that
he might win one this year.
Man, come on, man. Are we talking about the same? Are there two Joe Flaccos?
Eli Manning might win a Super Bowl before Joe Flacco win the Super Bowl.
That's a great point. That's a fantastic point. I mean, the obvious one is the NBA greatest of all time debate between LeBron and Jordan. I feel like people will break that out at any point. But one thing I am happy about is I think we've reached a point in conversation where people are just tired of having that conversation to where if it comes up, people just go, I pass.
Yeah. I think one that's coming down the pike, and maybe sooner rather than later, is Patrick Mahomes the greatest quarterback ever?
Yeah, we've already dipped our toe into that water pretty early on. I think that's a great answer, that one that's going to come up quite a bit.
Yeah.
Especially if there's another Super Bowl that somehow pops up in this. Because how many is it at this point for him? Is it four?
Yeah.
As you start nearing, getting closer to, I don't think he's going to catch that Tom Brady number because that just feels ridiculous. But hey, who knows?
Yeah.
But as he starts getting near, especially with how early he jumped in with it, and you can maybe make arguments about how instrumental he was early on. Like, it wasn't just that, because let's be honest, that early Tom Brady, he was orchestrating things to some degree, but If you were willing to listen to like the Cam Newton reimagining of the term game manager, he was kind of game manager in that moment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so I do feel like people could try to get to those places, especially when you look at how much of the Tom Brady as GOAT debate happens because of achievement, as opposed to, because like you can find people who had some maybe like better physical talents or what have you.
Sure.
As he gets more and more achievements, it makes more and more of a debate, I guess.
What about this one? This one, I think we actually had this conversation before. Would you rather be a Hall of Famer without winning the Super Bowl?
Ah, that's a good one.
Or win the Super Bowl and not be a Hall of Famer?
Shout out to Cam Newton, who also pops up in that. Yeah. That's a really good one. That is a good one that I feel like will be there.
I think, I'm trying to think, we've answered this, we've talked about it.
Yeah, we talked about it before.
But I always go back and forth on that one. Yeah. I always go back. By the way, have I ever mentioned that the 936 is my favorite listener of all time? He says, Lopez is right, it's RBI, hot dog is its own thing, and cheesecake is its own thing. Thank you. You're welcome.
So you just got a whole bunch of categories that never overlap. Yeah.
One person out of a million people.
The way you categorize the world is just everything is an individual bucket. And none of these buckets are overlap in any space. All right, I see you. Go ahead with that worldview if you so choose. From the 979, Jordan never required a prescription for Midol to get through a season. Okay, very good.
Wow.
All right.
So what about this one? This one might be a little messy. Mm-hmm. Was the 2017 World Series, the Astros one, was that legit?
That is a good one. That is a really good one.
Is it legit?
It's not for this city.
Yeah,
but in general.
Just in the bar. If you in Minnesota somewhere, in a barbershop in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Is it a legit title?
That might linger for a while.
Yeah.
Not here. But you're not
going to get anybody.
I mean, unless they take it away or somebody come out and say this is legit and then cheating never happened or nothing.
Yeah.
But you know, that's going to be around for years. Mm-hmm.
Somebody said, sound like John had one of his kids text the show so he could read.
Yeah, they signed dad.
But yeah, it looks like we might be moving towards the end of the Pete Rose debate. And we'll see how that continues to unfurl as Rob Manfred, Houston's favorite MLB commissioner, has made it so that both Shoeless Joe Jackson and Pete Rose are now removed from the permanent ineligible list for baseball. All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Is Steph Curry a top 10 player all time? Yeah. I feel like that one is pretty obvious.
Yeah.
I feel like that was pretty obvious.
Could boneless wings be called wings?
That's a good one.
That's a really good one, too.
I wish just all of them are the food questions. Okay, very good. All right, coming up next. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL. We've got a little bit more information on, you know, the schedule. But also, we're getting more insight into the Trey Hendrickson situation, and I find it to be fascinating. So let's break that down, and apparently Kansas City is the new America's team. We'll do all that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.